This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. MUT's Quality Management Directorate launches groundbreaking student advocacy survey, and IDAC dismisses arrest warrant claims against Mkhwanazi. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. In a bold move to amplify the student voice, the Quality Management Directorate has officially launched its first ever student advocacy survey. The initiative, designed to strengthen student feedback mechanisms, specifically targets module surveys to ensure continuous improvement in teaching and learning at MUT. The campaign kicked off with a high-energy roadshow at the main campus on the 12th of May and moved to the North Campus the following day, making a turning point in how the university engages with its student body on academic quality. At the heart of this campaign is a new, robust and innovative system for conducting module surveys. By modernizing the survey process and deploying peer ambassadors, the directorate aims to create a sustainable culture where students feel their input is both valued and impactful. Following the resounding success of the roadshow, the QMD team stated they look forward to building on this momentum, ensuring that the student voice remains a driving force for transformation and excellence across all MUT campuses. In other news, the Independent Directorate Against Corruption has dismissed claims that a warrant has been issued for the arrest of KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. IDAC says the rumors circulating on social media and queries it has received are concerning. Henry Mamotame, the unit spokesperson, said the information is false.
Mamotame:
we wish to state it clearly that this information is false and we dismiss it with the contempt it deserves. Members of society are urged to be vigilant against false information circulated in social media platforms aimed at destabilizing and discrediting law enforcement in the country.
Meanwhile, in a separate matter last month, Durban's businessman Kelvin Matibili was ordered by the Durban High Court to remove defamatory social media posts about Mkhwanazi after losing an appeal against an earlier ruling. And finally, uzoqhamuka umthelela ukungondli kobaba ngekuningi. Ubuhlungu nesilonda esisala komama abondle izingane ngabodwana ngenxa yobaba abangondli yikhona okuzoqhamuka kakhulu emdlalweni omfishane ozokhonjiswa kumzansi Magic othi kuningi ozoqala ukukhonjiswa ngumsombuluko ngo-7 kusihlwa. Kulo mdlalo ozokhonjiswa iziqephu ezintathu kuzoqama umbali olingiswa uSamukelo Ndlovu ongumama okhulisa umntwana omfana ngayedwana. Umbali unebhizinisi lokuhlela imishado okuthi ngokuqhubeka kwesikhathi ahlangane noyise wengane yakhe ongondli. Kuthi esemaphakathi nezinhlelo zokuhlela umshado athole ukuthi ozoshada uyise wengane yakhe uMandla olingiswa uKCBia, ozoshada noSophie olingiswa uSimphiwe Ngema.
Yabanethu
mangicela ungakwathi
izondakela noyithuba
nana baba ushonile ngithi
ubusilo right akadinge baba kodwa mina mdinga.
Meets our new wedding planner.
Yakiri wena udisappearile 10 years gafetsa ufeila go acknowledge ngwana
akufuna go ipatha impilo yakhe.
Why wenza so? Sokulumane amanga
uzokhokha namhlanje fan daches di dach.
In your money markets this morning, West Texas Intermediate crude oil is currently trading at $108.08 per barrel. Gold is trading at $4.531 per ounce, a decrease of 0.88%. Platinum spot is up by 1%, trading at $1.971 per troy ounce. The dollar is currently R16.71 with a 0.47 decrease, while the euro is at R19.45 with a 0.195% since yesterday. A recap of the top stories this hour. MUT's Quality Management Directorate launches groundbreaking student advocacy survey, and IDAC dismisses arrest claims against Mkhwanazi. I will be back at 9:30 with the news headlines. From MUT Radio News, I am Ncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.